Okay, good morning. We are on Shin Chaf Hey. We're discussing getting benefit from a non-Jew on Shabbos. That's the main topic. Okay, let's try and we'll finish this topic today. Okay. Today's shiur is sponsored Lili Nishmas Etel Bat Reb Avraham. Now, so Seif Hey starts out, Eino Yehudi Shetzad Dagim. So you have a non-Jew, and he's catching fish. He's capturing fish for himself. Oh, liket perot la'atzmo, or he's capturing, he's pulling the fruit from the tree for himself. So, asurim li'Yisrael. A Jew is not allowed to use them on the Shabbos. The goy is doing it 100% for himself, but a Jew can't use it on Shabbos. Why? Because it's muksa. That's the only reason why. Afilu safek im liktan otsadan hayoma surin bo bayom. Even if it's a safek. Maybe he captured, you know he captured them. But you don't know if he did it on Friday or if he did it on Shabbos. Right? Or before Shabbos or on Shabbos. You don't know. It's still asur. Why? Because it's safek muksa. And safek muksa, we say it's a davar sheishlo matirin. It's going to be mutter if you just wait a little bit. So then the general rule is you have to be machmer. Okay. Aval la'erev mutarim miyad. But as soon as Shabbos ends, it's 100% mutar. In other words, really, there's no problem to get benefit per se from the non-Jew in this case, because he did it all for himself. However, it's a muksa, so that's why there's a problem. Afilu imvadai liktan v'tzadan sadan ayom. Even if for sure he did it today, it's going to be mutar immediately after Shabbos. You don't have to wait anything because there's no reason. He did it for himself. Now, there's another reason why by fruit it could be an issue is just like we learned, even if it falls by itself from the tree, there's a gzera of you might come to it might lead to plucking new fruit. So it's still under that same gzera, but it suffices for both reasons, in both cases. Vav. Im liket v'tzad bishvil Yisrael. Now what if the non-Jew, he does it for a Jew? Oh, bishvil Yisrael v'eino Yehudi. Or he does it for a Jew and a non-Jew. He has both people in mind. Sarich lahamtin la'erev b'chdei sheyeh asul. You have to wait until Motzei Shabbos to use it, until not just immediately after tzeis, you have to wait extra after tzeis. We call it b'chdei sheyeh asul. We're going to see that a lot today. B'chdei sheyeh asul. The amount of time it would take him to do it. How long it takes to get it down from the tree and give it to you, or how long it takes to catch the fish, or whatever the issue is, however long it takes to do it, then that's how long we have to wait. And we're going to see that even if it's half Jews, half non-Jews, we say l'chumra, because there's equal amount of Jews, we consider it also as if it's for Jews, and also it's asr b'chdei shiya asu.
Or even sure.
Right, we're going to get to that case too. Even if it's mostly non-Jews, but you know for sure he's also doing it for a Jew, like he tells you, or his ma'isim or his words tell you he's also doing it beferush for a Jew as well. Even if it's a minority, since it's clear that it's also for the Jew, then that's also going to be asa. Okay, you just have to wait b'chdei shiya asa. Now. So I'm just going to restate the general principle, and because really, as long as you get this one principle, it'll carry you through all the next almost 10 se'ifim of different cases. If any din de'araisa, this is a general rule, any din de'araisa that a non-Jew does for a Jew, so it's aser bichdei shiyasu for everybody. The goy can use it, but for a Jew, it's aser. B'chdei shiyasu, who it was done for, and even if it was not done for. If it's a din d'araisa that's done by a non-Jew, for any Jew, everybody has to wait. B'chdei shiyasu. Okay. That's pretty simple. Now, what if it's a din d'rabanan? This we're going to see soon. If the non-Jew does an iser d'rabanan specifically for a Jew, can you get benefit? So the general rule is, we're going to see there's a Yesh Omrim, but the general rule, the halacha, is if he did it specifically for a Jew, then he also has to wait bichdei sheyasu. Always, any Isser Derabanan, you have to wait. If it's done specifically for one particular Jew, it's bichdei sheyasu. Any malacha deraisa derabanan is done for one particular Jew, for that Jew, it's bichdei sheyasu. But what if it's an Isser Derabanan, and it's done for a Jew? What about every other Jew in Klal Yisrael? So for them, it's mutar bo bayom miyad. In the middle of Shabbos, as soon as he did it, since it's an Isser Derabanan that wasn't done for you, it was done for the other Jew, you can now get benefit right away. And therefore the item is also not muksa. And we're going to see you're allowed to benefit from muksa on Shabbos. You just can't move it. You're allowed to touch it. You're allowed to get benefit. You just can't move it. So we're going to see how that all plays out. There's one case we're going to see. Generally by all Isurei Darabanan, we say you have to wait. Bichdei Shiyasu. The Shulchan Aruch is also a machloket, but the Shulchan Aruch has the opinion if it's the only exception where you only have the only time you just wait, just miyad after Shabbos, even though it was done specifically for you, is if it was just carried within a Carmelite. It wasn't carried Rishus Arabim, it was just a Carmelite. And like carrying the Rabbanan. And the item itself wasn't changed. That's the one case we see. But anyways, let's see a few more details and the specifics, how it plays out. Zayin. Safek im liktam bishvil Yisrael, or sheyadua shliktam bishvil Yisrael, ven yadu im liktu nilketu hayom im lav, asurim bo bayom. So you have a safek. Okay, a simple safek. We're talking about din d'oraisa. You don't know if it was done for a Jew or a non-Jew. You just don't know. You have a safek. Or you know it was done for a Jew, but you don't know if it was collected today or Friday. So then, it's a safek. So in these cases, we say safek. We have to be machmer, because you just have to wait a little bit and it will become mutter after Shabbos. So since it's in daraisa, continues, v'la erev bichdei shiyasu. So then you only have to, so then once it's motzei Shabbos, you have to wait bichdei shiyasu. V'yesh omrim, there's a yesh omrim opinion, it's not l'halacha, perhaps if there's a tzarech gadol, but normally we say the halacha is not like the yesh omrim, v'la erev mutar miyad. So this opinion holds, anytime you have a case of a safek, then on Motzei Shabbos, you don't have to wait till Bichdei Shiyasu, you can use it right away. Mishnah Berurah also points out, anytime, even though we hold you have to wait Bichdei Shiyasu, any case of a sveik sveika, like you don't know if it was done for the Jew or the non-Jew, and you don't know if it was picked on Shabbos or Erev Shabbos, then you can also use it immediately. You couldn't do it immediately during Shabbos, because it's because even if it would be one sefik, like the case before, it would be aser. And hey, so sefik sefika wouldn't help you, but it does help you for bichdei shiyasu. You can use it right away, motzei Shabbos. Okay. Good. Chet. Davar she'ein bo chashash tzeda u'mechubar. Let's say you have a case. You're not worried about a nisr deraisa was done. Ela shahuva michutz latchum. It was just carried from outside the tchum, which is an nisr derabanan. If the non-Jew carried it for himself, so mutar afilo bo bayom. That's like any case, even if it would be deraisa. If a non-Jew did it for himself, 100%, it's mutar for a Jew to use it bo bayom. Unless there's issues of muksa, right? Okay? But here we just said it wasn't muksa, it was just carried. V'im heviyo bishvil Yisrael. And if it was carried for a Yisrael, so then mutar letaltal afilo mishahuva bishvilo. So this Jew, it was carried for him. So since the item was only transported, it wasn't changed, it's not muksa. Because the item itself is usable. So he's allowed to move it even. But he can't get benefit from it. Alright? Aval lecho asur bo bayom lemi shehuva bishvilo. Ula erev bichdei shiyasu. Like we always said, since it was done specifically for him, as an isur derabanan, but it was done for him, so he's allowed to move it, but he can't eat it, he can't benefit from it until Motzei Shabbos Bichdei Shiyasu. Okay. V'yesh, and just it comes up soon, but how long you have to wait? So however long it takes to do it or to transport it. If he brought it with a car, however long it takes. You don't have to walk you don't have to wait how long it takes to walk if he drove. So, okay. Haga v'yesh omrim.
But if he walked,
so I'm not sure. If he walked, and everyone has cars nowadays, I'm not sure if you have to wait till walking. I haven't seen. V'yesh omrim, de'ein halayla ola min ha'cheshbon. And, right, the night time doesn't count. Rak tzarich lahamtin biyom rishon b'chdei shi'asu. Some say you have to wait b'chdei shi'asu starting the morning. Not sure if we're machmer like this one. Okay, let's keep going. V'la'acherim mutar bo bayom. And this one this we already said. So since there was an Isser Derabanan, everybody else can benefit from his carrying right away. Even though he did it for a different Jew, you, if it wasn't done for you, you can use it right away. Now, v'yesh ramim del mishahuva bishvilo mutar le'erev miyad. And some say, again, this is not the accepted opinion in most cases. If it was done specifically for you, since it was only carried, then you can use it right away after Shabbos. But we hold, any time it's done specifically for you, it's bichdei shi'asu. V'ha d'shari le'Yisrael etaltel. Now, when do we say the Jew can carry it? Afilu k'shehevio ha'enehudi la'atzmo. Even if the non-Jew, carried it for himself. Davcha b'toch arba amos. In other words, it's not an issue of muksa. Here we're discussing, this is just really not related to our topic, it's related to the case. Since he carried it outside the tchum, so there's a halacha, once something's carried outside of the tchum, you're not allowed to carry it anymore, more than dalet amos. If you yourself left the tchum, and then you realize what you just did, then you can't walk more than dalet amos from where you are. Same thing, if one of your objects was carried outside of the tchum, then also though that object can be moved more than dalet amos. So since their case was, he did this or the rabbanan of carrying it outside the tchum. More, okay, so now you only have, so we said it's not muksa, fine, but you still can't move it more than dalet amos because of the isser of tchumin. B'toch arba amos, or b'toch ha'ir, im hu mekef es cholma. So if there's a wall around the city, or even an eruv, a modern day eruv, usually it's tzurat apetach. Either way, you can have the entire eruv, or what we call an eruv. You have the entire city that the wall is around, or wherever there's the tzurat apetach, beyond the dalet amos, because that whole area is for the din of eruvin has the din of dalet amos. V'hu shetehei mukefes, and I just point out. So now it just has to be what we call a city that was surrounded for living in. And according to Chazal, they explained it must be where you moved there first to live there first, and then you built the wall around it. And most cities we say are like this. Most situations are like this. Ustam, especially nowadays. Ustam miftzarim einam mukafim ladira. But a normal istam, your average fortress that you find, we assume they first built the walls and the whole fortress, and then the people moved in afterwards. So that wouldn't qualify. For there, you still be stuck within your dalet amos. Okay. Tet. Im hu safik. Im huva michutz atchum asur. Now what if you don't know where the non-Jew came from? He shows up with the item on Shabbos, and you don't know if he came from within the tchum or outside of the tchum. So really, this is more of a common sense issue. So let's keep reading. So if it's, you don't know, so he starts off by saying, okay, you have to be, you don't know, so it's aser. However, v'davka be'en Yehudi she'inu sharo imo ba'ir. But this is only for a non-Jew who doesn't live in the city. Chance, most probably, he came from outside the city. Okay, so then we're outside the tchum. But if the non-Jew probably or very possibly came from inside the tchum, so then uperot ha-mitzuyim ba'ir. So either he lives in the city or the fruit that he's bringing to you are from the city. So then ein lachush misafik. You don't have to start making up sveikos and wondering, well, maybe this, maybe that. V'afili im yesh le'ein yehudi shnei batim. He has two houses. He has two houses. One is in the tchum, one's outside the tchum, and you have no idea where he's coming from, which house. Ve'echad mehem betoch ha-tchum. Tolin la'hakel u'mutter lechol afilo l'mi shehuva bishvilo. So you're allowed to tole, and you're allowed to say, assume that he came from inside the city. All right, we say, Chazal coins the phrase, kan nimtzu kan hayu. We just assume this is where the guy showed up. He showed up in the tchum, and you have no reason to assume he came from outside the tchum. It's almost like the chazaka is, he's here.
You don't even have to ask?
I don't think you have to even ask. I'm not positive, but I believe you don't even have to ask. You don't have to assume, you don't have to question. The previous cases when we said it was a suffix, it's because it just, the item showed up and you really have, you have no reason to be told that it was done beheter, or it was done here. Here it's here, and this is where we are. So, okay. Yud. Eino yehudi shemilei mayim livehemto miborishu reshut ha-yachid reshut ha-rabim. Mutar li Yisrael ha-hashkot mehem behemto. Okay. So now, the non-Jew, he comes, and he is filling up water from the well or the pit, whatever it is, and he's doing it in a way that's a reshut ha-rabim is daraisa. And he's filling it up for his own animal. Now, so the Jew is allowed to come with his animal, and now, from the leftover water, come start bringing his animal to drink. V'hu she'ein Yehudi makira. But it has to be that the non-Jew doesn't recognize the Jew. He doesn't know him. They're not friends. It means basically they're not friends. They don't know each other. D'leika l'mecha shama yarbe bishvilo. We're not worried that maybe he's going to come draw extra water for the Jew. Oh, he knows his buddy, the Jew, is here. His friend needs water also for his animal. When I get the water for me, I'm going to bring extra for him as well. Or when he sees you coming, he'll go, oh, let me go get some more water. So it comes out that you're going to end up benefiting from the non-Jew when he's doing it specifically for you. So there is this din derabanan of Shema Yarbe Bishvila. So if he knows them, he's not allowed to. Now, if he specifically does it for the behemah of the Jew, so then it's asur b'chol minei tashmish afilu Yisrael acher. So then it's going to be asur for, like anything, it's certainly going to be asur for the Jew until b'chdei shi'asu after Shabbos. Milei mibor reshut ha-yachid ha-karmelit, but if it was done in a derabanan fashion, so then it's mutar le'acher shalom milei bishvilo. So then, like we said before, any other Jew, if it wasn't done for him, he can use it on Shabbos. Okay, Hagav, Yesh me kilin ve'omrim, de'afim huva derech reshut ha-rabim letzorech Yisrael. So here the Rama points out a huge kula that we're going to see is not, generally it's not accepted lehalacha, unless, at least lechatchila. But yevid, it usually is accepted. So what happens over here? The Rama says, there are those who are mekel, even if it was carried through a Rishus HaRabim for a Yisrael. Normally we said you have to wait Bichdei Shiasu, it's Aser. Here he says, some say it's Mutter. Why? Because this is not a normal case of an Issa Daraisa Darabanan where we're Machmer. Mutar la'adam lishtot mehem hoi v'efshar leilech sham v'lishtot. Why? Because the Jew can just walk over there himself and drink himself. Or bring his animal to drink. Whatever the case is. Nothing got changed in the item itself. V'yesh matirin af lechatchila, and some are even mekel lechatchila. V'chen agu heter lomar af lechatchila le'en yehudi lehavi sheichar shar dvarim dar karmelit. Or below eruv, and so therefore you see there are some Jews where they go ahead and they just hire non-Jews to start carrying things where there's no eruv. V'afal pishi yesh lachmer davar, even though you should be machmer. Mikom akom ein limchot biyada mekilin. Even though one should be machmer, not follow this mekel opinion. However, you don't have to correct them. When it's done, letzorach Shabbos for the purposes of Shabbos, ubishat adchak, or there's a great need for it. Dehayesh lahakel b'amir le'en yehudi letzorach. As we know, you're allowed to be when there's a great tzorach, you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to do an iser derabanan. We call it shvut d'shvut, b'tzorach gadol b'makom mitzvah. So then the general rule is to be mekel. Let's say you have nothing to say kiddush on. You don't have any challah. You don't have any of your food. Something happened. So the general rule is, if it's a tzarech gadol, you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to take care of it for you, to do an iser derabanan. To do an iser deraisa is much, much more chamer, and usually we're not mekel for that. Okay, depends on the case. Okay, Yud Aleph. Likate ein Yehudi asavim litzarech behemto. So now the non-Jew, he collects asabim, some kind of a grass, or hay, whatever, he rips it out from the floor for his animal. So this is the same halacha again, just a different example. Im einu makiro machilach acharav Yisrael. If he doesn't know who this Jew is, or he has no idea that the Jew might even want this, so then the Jew can come take it. Sheomed befanei abinyan shelotucha lintos ala derech sham deilul amir alein aser. So this also reminds us of a previous Esther. We learned, I don't know, a couple simanim ago, because what he plucked from the ground is aser, is muksa. Right, because it was plucked from the ground on Shabbos, so it's muksa. So you're allowed to get benefit, because he didn't do it for you, and he had no idea you were there. Otherwise, he would say Shema Yarbe Bishvilo. We're going to see that. So, but since he plucked the food, the herbs, the grass, whatever, from the ground, the plants from the ground, and he left it on the floor, you're allowed to bring your animal right up to it, but you can't bring your animal onto it. Why? The Chayshinan Shema Yitol Biado Biachilena Behem Muksim. Because we're afraid you might pick it up, the food, the grass, whatever, pick it up from the ground and give it to your animal's mouth. And the problem with that, as we just learned, since it was just plucked from the ground, it's muksa. So it's not a problem of getting benefit, it's a problem of muksa. So you can bring your animal up to it, but not to walk it onto it. But if this non-Jew knows you, and he knows you might need it, then it's asr. And same to any other example you want to come up where it's Shema Yarbe Bishvila, you might make more for you. That's a problem when he knows you. But in cases where it's not practical, you can't say he's going to make more for you, then you don't have to worry about it, and he did it for himself, even though you're allowed to get benefit. Gagon was an example. You turn the light switch on in the room. There's only one light switch. He's not going to turn on more lights for you. Again, it could be the cases, you know, sometimes you have rooms where there's lots of light switches for different areas. So then that could apply. But if you're going to go in a darker area, not underneath the light. Kagun, or Sha'asa Kevesh Leirid Bo. Or he set up some kind of a ramp or a ladder or whatever it is. Shabanir Echad Uba Kevesh Echad Yaspik Lakol Vafilo Makiro Mutar. But since one light works for everybody, and one ramp or ladder works for everybody, then even if he knows you, if he did it for sure for himself, it's okay. There is a question brought down. What happens if he did it 100% for himself? He had no idea you were in the room, you did it, whatever, you were around, he did it. Now, it's an item that he could make more of. Like, you could grab more, get more water, you could do more water drawing of an iser, you could do more plucking, whatever it is. When he did it, he didn't know you were around. So now you came, and now you showed up, you walked in, can you benefit? So it's a machloket, and generally we say, there's still the iser derabanan, because even though it was done already, he can still now go and collect more, or for future cases. So generally we say, there is this iser of, even though it wasn't done for you, if he knows you and he might want to help you again in the future, we still say it's aser. The Mishnah Berurah says, "But the etat tzarech yesh lahakel." So it depends on the situation, how in need is it. Okay, Yudbet. Afal pi she'eno makiro, even though he doesn't know you. Im omer beferush, this we mentioned before. Im omer beferush lo tzarech Yisrael hu osef. He says straight out, I'm doing it for sure for a Jew. I tell you. Afilu, even if he's the minority. O afilu im eino omer kein. He doesn't say so verbally. Im ma'asav mochiach shelo tzarech Yisrael osef. But it's clear from the way he's doing it, he's also doing it for the Jew who's in the room. Kegon shehilik ner bebayit Yisrael she'Yisrael bo v'halach lov en Yehudi aser. Or, I mean, this is an extreme, obvious example, where he goes into a room, a Jewish house, he turns on the light for the Jews in the Jewish house, and he walks out and leaves. It's not his house, he's not using the house at all. So even if he doesn't say, Beferush, he's doing it for the Jew, it's obviously he's doing it for the Jew. Any case like that also is usher to derive benefit. So again, when it comes to having a Jew doing a Avera, doing Malacha for you on Shabbos, there's two things to worry about. One is... to have a non-Jew do things for you on Shabbos. One is Amira La'akum, that we primarily discussed way earlier. But the other issue is, today we're mainly focusing on, you can't even get benefit even if you didn't ask them. So there's two components to keep in mind. Yud Gimel.
When you say, is that only where there's like no functional light? Or if there's already light?
Okay, so that's a prat. So if there's no light in the room and the goy turns it on for you, then you can't derive benefit, generally speaking. However, especially right, if he did specifically for you, but if there was enough light in there to read from already, and now he just made it better for you, you don't have to stop reading now, even though it was hard to read, you're allowed to get benefit, because your purpose is to reading, and you're able to read.
And when it's usher, you can't read.
And if it's usher, you can't read. You can't get benefit. You can stay in a, pretend it's a dark room, but you can't start reading from it. Yud Gimel. Okay. Now maybe if it's tzarach gadol, you're allowed to. You have to bench, like we mentioned. You're allowed to have a non-Jew. I mean, it would be better to walk outside or to a different place where there's light and then bench. But if there's no, so there are cases where okay. Yud Gimel. Im liket eni yehudi ve'achil behemat Yisrael. If the non-Jew gathered to feed specifically for a behemah of Yisrael, ein tzarich limchot biyado lefi sha'ah. So here it's a little different than normal. Here it's indirect benefit. The Jew did it for you, but it's not really for you. You're not getting... So the Jew, the non-Jew. The non-Jew did it specifically for you, but you're not getting direct benefit with your... It's called a kidu b'yadayim. It's not direct benefit for you. It's for your animal. It's indirect. But it's your animal. So in this case, if he did it for your animal, we let you get away with it. Go ahead, he did it for you already, get the benefit. He did it again, fine, get the benefit. But if it becomes a normal habit, so then it's us, so you have to tell him. I'm not sure, b'dyavad, what's the deal, but you certainly have to tell him to stop doing it. You can't just let him keep doing that for you. Kaf HaChaim says ragil means more than the first two times are okay. Afterwards, you got to start telling him you can't do this for me anymore. Gets it from the Shach, from Yerushalmi, and others. But okay, in a different case. But he applies it to here. Okay. All right. Yudalit. Oh, maybe we'll stop. Let's see. Okay, I want to just do this one quick case because we had mentioned this. Nanju made a wooden box for a coffin. He built something. Mutral Yisrael Kaverbo. He did it. The Nanju made it for him. The Nanju made it for himself, so the Jew can benefit from it. Even if it's a deraisa, right? V'im asel bishvil Yisrael. But if he specifically did it for a Jew, lo yikaverbo olamit. The Jew can never do it. Well, why never? We always learn to be chidei shiyasu. Why is this never? V'davka shakever befarhesia, but it's done publicly, and everyone knows this, everyone in the city knows that this coffin was made for him. In other words, olamit, forever, is whenever it's done, befarhesia. V'ha'aron al-gabav, v'ashakol yodim shenase liploni Yisrael. It's right there, and everyone knows. V'imu b'tzina, but if it was done privately and no one knew, mutar likaver bo le'er b'chdei shiyasu, like always, you can use it right away after Shabbos b'chdei shiyasu. And only the olamit forever is only for that one Jew who was done for him. But for everybody else, the same principle of Kadesh Yasu. All right, we'll finish tomorrow.